borrow your sweatshirt?
You have it on.
Thank you.
You know, ever since you started these pottery classes, you've gone through every one of my sweatshirts.
Well, I like wearing them. They're comfortable, and they remind me of you.
Look at me when you lie. You just wear mine because you don't want to dirty up your own.
Well, that's another good reason.
It's not fair. You can wear my sweatshirts, my sweatpants, my hats, my jackets. I can't wear anything of yours.
Well, darling, that's because all your curves are in the wrong places.
No, don't even kiss me.
Oh, come on now.
Don't even try. You say things like that and then you want to kiss somebody. No. No.
I'm sorry.
First you say you want to kiss somebody. Then you say, I'm sorry. You try to add that. I don't want to kiss you. I don't want sorry.
Well, if I can't say I'm sorry and if I can't kiss you, what can I do?
You can give me back my sweatshirt.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, so sad. Listen, where's the anchovy paste?
It's in the bottom of the refrigerator. Why?
Because I'm going to put it on the pate.
You're making pate for me?
No, I'm making it for Dr. Morgan, who is coming over to talk about the hospital fundraiser.
Oh, I hope it's another carnival like last year. I really enjoyed that.
Well, I didn't.
Cliff, you were a hit.
No, I was not a hit. I had to sit in that dunking booth.
I know.
I'm not sitting in it anymore.
Why? It was so much fun.
Fun? For me? Sitting in that chair, watching people hit the thing, and I fall 6 feet into that cold, nasty, dirty water? And watching my wife stand there just saying, come here, knock my husband down, just sell him to me. And then every boyfriend that Denise has ever dated came with pocketfuls of money, dude. Hey!
What's that?
Pate.
Can I have some?
You won't like it.
Yes, I will.
Well, it's made out of liver.
I don't like liver.
And it has ground up worm's eyes in it.
I don't like worm's eyes.
And then they have sauteed chicken's toes.
I don't like sauteed chicken toes.
Okay, so you want some?
Yes.
Well, you can't have any because they're for Dr. Morgan. He's coming over to talk about the spring fundraiser.
Dumb Daddy!
No, Dumb Daddy!
Dad, have you seen a blue folder?
No.
This is terrible.
Well, wait a minute. What was in it?
Probably the best history paper ever written. 7 pages, typed perfectly, 855 words, 3 weeks of my life, and I lost it.
Okay, stop. Now think. Did you take the papers out of the house?
No.
Then it has to be in the house somewhere.
But where?
All right, just think calmly and thoroughly, and you'll find it.
I'll help.
No, thank you.
It's not a bad idea, because she is fantastic at finding things that don't belong to her.
Dad, I don't want to go around the house with Rudy.
Trust me. Now, go upstairs, take her with you, get a piece of your typing paper, let her sniff it, and then turn her loose.
Come on, Rudy.
Let's go to Daddy's room.
No!
Hey, Dad.
Hey. Hey, Dr. Oswald.
Isn't it nighttime outside?
Yeah.
Is it the glare of the moon that's bothering you?
We bought these for a homework assignment.
Ah, okay, so you guys want to look cool while you're doing your homework.
Oh, no, we have to do a presentation for speech class.
And we decided we would do a rap.
A rap? A rap, you mean like, hey, my name is Cliff and I'm a doctor and I will sit and do the thing, hey, bullpap, hip, hip, hip.
Something like that.
Yeah. Was I mean?
You were okay.
Okay.
Wait, pate.
How don't you touch the peacekeeper? This is for the guests.
All right.
No, you are not a guest. Never have been. Never have been. No. All right. There's the doctor coming now.
La la da da. Damn.
Hey, Cliff.
How you feel?
I'm feeling good.
And no dunking booth.
Who said anything about a dunking
booth? No, it's in your eyes. I can see it in your eyes. I don't want to talk about anything that has to do with baseballs or falling in the water.
I just came over to talk about the fundraiser.
Theo. Right.
Hey, Dr. Morgan. How you doing?
All right. Pretty good.
Have you ever met Cockroach?
No. I would have definitely remembered that.
Yeah, how you doing?
Theo. Is that a mustache on your top lip?
Yes, it is.
Is it yours?
Yes, it is.
Does your daddy know about it?
Yes, he does.
My dad knows about mine, too, only he noticed it a lot sooner than Dr. Huxtable noticed Theo's.
You wish. Dad, when was the first time you noticed my mustache?
When Dr. Morgan said you had one.
Sit down. What grade are you guys in now?
10th.
Oh. You thought about where you're going to go to college?
Well, we don't graduate for another 2 years now.
Uh-huh. You're going to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia.
We are?
Sure. It's a good school. I went there. You love it.
Wait.
What?
My son is going to make up his own mind about college.
Dad says I have to go to Hillman.
I'll tell you what. Your dad and I will take a weekend off, right? Friday and Saturday, we'll go to Morehouse. Then on our way back, we'll drive past Hillman. May I?
Oh, please do. Right,
That's pate.
Uh-huh.
They serve that every day at Hillman. Morehouse, they give you peanut butter. Whoa. Why don't you fellas take that up?
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Hey, don't spill it on the rug, please.
Don't worry, Dad. This will be eaten before we get to my room.
You guys take it easy.
All right,
Cliff. Let's get down to the business of this fundraiser.
Good. Now, here's what I was thinking about.
Uh-huh.
I think we should have a banquet. That way people can put on...
No, Cliff, they did that 5 years ago. It didn't make much money.
Okay, fine. I know that an auction will. See, we get the big corporations...
Cliff, see, we did that 6 years ago. It did worse than the banquet.
But the economy was down then, see?
Yeah.
It's up now. Understand?
To be totally honest with you, the best we've ever done was last year's carnival. Listen to these figures. See, at Morehouse, they taught us how to make a profit. Concessions, $500. Mm-hmm. Ride, $900. Dunking booth, $28,000.
Okay, you could have the carnival.
Good.
You could have the dunking booth.
Yeah.
Why do I have to sit in?
Because the kids love the way you yell when you fell and acted like you were really mad.
Acted? I was not acting. Knocking me in that water.
You better stop laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah.
Hi. How you doing, Dan?
Hi, Claire.
Mm. Oh.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Dr. Morgan. Hey, how's Cindy? I haven't seen her in a really long time.
She's fine.
Yeah?
Please sit down.
How was class?
Oh, today. Today was the best.
These two are taking a pottery class together.
Mom, why don't you go ahead and show Dan what you made?
I happen to be very proud of what I made.
Go ahead, show Dan.
I will show your father what I made when I'm ready for him to see it. Why don't you show him what you made?
No, you show him your spoons.
Dr. Morgan and I are getting very old sitting here.
Okay, we'll show them together. We'll show them together.
Come on.
On the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
I think they're both beautiful.
Thank you.
No, that's not true at all. No, one of them definitely is not. Now, I'm not naming any names.
Mom. On your first try, I think it's really good.
I think so too, Claire.
Why don't we set it at the kitchen counter?
Really?
Yeah, that way someone will put something in it and then we'll know what it is.
You wanted us to take this class was so you could make fun of me.
Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. It's just that you do everything so great. It's just nice to see you mess up.
You're gonna get it, little girl. I'm gonna make some tea. Dan, you want some?
Love it. Love
hey,
it.
How about a cup for me? Wait a minute. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling the truth about this.
Well, you cannot tell the truth and be my friend.
Mom. I'm sorry I laughed at you.
No, you're not.
I know.
Hey, wait, wait, wait. Don't leave this one in here. You frighten the guests. You know what would be a good idea, man? How about if we put Claire in the booth? You okay? Look, Cliff, I really got to be going.
Oh, you just hold on to this.
Well, Dan, you just got here.
I know, but it's just that... Cliff. You got a beautiful family.
Yeah?
Don't ever take it for granted.
Come here. I feel so stupid. Well, Morehouse man is supposed to feel stupid.
Cliff. I didn't want to come over here and talk about this.
Well, you haven't said anything yet, Dan.
No, it's just that when I saw Claire and Denise together like that, it made me think of Cindy and her mom.
What's wrong with them?
Sarah's fine.
Okay, good.
The problem is Cindy.
Well, what's wrong with Cindy?
Cocaine, alcohol.
You're kidding me.
We just put her back into a rehab center. It's the third one she's been in a year and a half. See, when Sarah and I first found out that she had this problem, we set her down, talked to her.
Yeah.
We told her that we loved her very much and that we'd do anything to help her. See, she said she wanted help. So we sent her to the counselor. She went alone. Sarah and I went with her.
Yeah.
She just wasn't getting better, you know, so we found the best rehabilitation center in the city. It worked. When she got out, it was like Sarah and I had our little baby again. But 3 or 4 weeks, everything was fine. Then she disappeared. 3 days, she was gone. Sarah and I were going crazy. The police couldn't even find her. And then in the middle of the night, I got a phone call. Daddy, please, can I come home? Come get me. She was living with a boy I didn't even know. A filthy apartment. I found her. Curled up on a mattress in the corner of the room. When I picked her up, she went limp in my arms. Just like when she was a little baby. She'd fall asleep in front of the TV and I'd take her up to bed. Well, we put her back into the rehab center. This time when she got out, she said to me, Daddy, I'm gonna make it this time. Everything's gonna be fine. For a couple of months, everything was fine. And money started disappearing from Sarah's purse. I started seeing changes in Cindy. Physically, she wasn't right. I mean, did she think we were so stupid that we couldn't see these things? I want to know, how did it get into my house? What was she doing with it? Sneaking out in the middle of the night. Sarah and I both going day by day, not knowing if she's alive or dead. Oh, Cliff, this is killing me. It's killing her mother. And it's ripping my family apart. And I just want to know, what did you do? How did you keep it from your kids?
I don't know. I know that Claire and I do the same thing that
you and Sarah have done. It's just luck. I don't. It sounds like you and Sarah have done all you can. It's up to Cindy now. Does she know she's tearing up the family? You want me to talk to her?
No, Cliff, I've had people she respects talk to.
I beg your pardon.
I don't mean it that way. I mean people that she loves and that she knows have sat down with her one-on-one. And it hasn't made any difference yet.
Maybe this time Cindy will do it.
I hope so.
Yeah. There's nothing more I can say.
Me too.
Well, that's about the first time a Morehouse man has had nothing to say.
Or came to a Hillman man for advice.
Come on.
Yeah.
There you are. But now your tea is cold.
Oh, Claire, look, I'm sorry. I was downstairs bending Cliff's ear.
Oh, that's all right. I can warm it up.
Oh, no, thank you. Listen, I really got to be going.
So soon?
Yeah. Listen, it was good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Okay.
You tell Sarah I said hello?
I will.
Okay,
now, anything you need, you understand? Claire and I are available. All right?
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Here, Dan.
I'll see you, Dan.
What was that all about?
It's all about how lucky we are.
What are you talking about?
I will tell you, my dear, sometime when we're both very, very happy.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Mrs. Huxtable.
Hey.
Hello, Walter.
You finished your homework?
Yep. We're finished.
Already?
Hey, we're fast.
Mom, we're writing a rap for speech class. Want to hear it?
Sure.
It's kind of rough, but you get the idea.
Life's a party.
Life's a game.
And once you hear us,
you won't be the same.
Cause we're flying high.
Up in the sky. We like deluxe burgers and not small fries. Now you know we're back and you know we're...
Hold it.
Wait, we're not finished yet, Dad. We're not finished yet.
Can't you have some fun talking about something productive? You know, I don't want to take away your fun. Studying can be fun. You know, challenging yourself can be fun. You're right about that.
Dad, that means we have to write the rap all over again.
Really? Well, I don't think that'll be the first time you ever had to start over again.
Okay, come on, Cockroach.
See, I told you we should have done this at my house.
What that thing is.
What?
It's a used tea bag holder.
Denise, that's not funny.
I'm serious. You know when you make yourself a cup of tea, but you never know what to do with a tea bag?
Let me tell you something, little Miss Know-It-All. This piece of whatever this is that you made, all right, it's okay. Granted, it's craft. I look at that thing and I know exactly what it is. But this, my dear, is high art. It challenges you. You have to bring something of yourself to this.
Well, it's saying something to me right now.
Yeah, what?
Said, bring me a tea bag.
I'll get it. Come here.
Hey. Dad, hey. Look at your tea bag.
Hey, Mama, don't fight with my clothes on, please.
This child is making fun of my art.
Well, you're provoking it, dear.
I've had enough of you, too.
Well, then don't make anything else like that again.
Taking this someplace where it will be appreciated.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a long way to Venus.
I've had it. What are you laughing at?
No, I was just laughing. I'm still laughing, you know.
I'm doomed. Why does this kind of thing always have to happen to me?
You didn't find your paper.
I looked everywhere.
You did? And Rudy was no help?
She found your fountain pen.
Good.
A keychain, a pair of chapsticks, your gold earring.
Great!
And $3 in change.
That's mine.
Dad, after tomorrow, I'll have to drop out of school.
Okay, Vanessa, why don't we retrace our steps, all right? Now, the last time you remember having it, where were you?
In the kitchen. I came downstairs and I had it in this hand.
In this hand? Came downstairs. Where did you go?
I called Janet.
Oh, that sounds logical. All right.
So you called Janet, right? Talking on the phone. Hello, he said, she said, what did she say? And I didn't do that. No, that's not right. And he said, she said.
Dad.
No, I'm serious. You got to say it and we said. Now, what did you do next?
Well, I got hungry.
Got hungry. So you hung up the phone.
No.
Huh? No.
I got some potato chips.
Potato chips back here. Mm-hmm. So what? No, call me back. You tell him who said, we said, we're going to go say. And get the potato chips, right? Potato chips and the paper, right?
I got thirsty.
Thirsty. All right. So.
Got a glass.
Got a glass. He said, yes, please, said, and we said, oh, you're kidding. Well, I didn't say
then
that.
Then I got a soda out of the refrigerator poured it in the glass.
He said, we said, you said, and everybody said, said, right? So take that out.
It wasn't cold enough.
So
I got some ice out.
Get some ice out of the freezer. All right. So we go in the freezer, and this is what we have here.
My paper! That was my paper!
You want me to put it in the oven and thaw it out for you?
No! It was in the freezer. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
How's it going, boys?
We're finished.
And if you ask me, I think we did pretty well.
I think we should be the judges of that.
Okay. You ready? Come on, let's come on.
All right. Come on. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm. This rap was written by the Roach.
And Theo.
So, Mom and Dad, here we go. This is your life, to do something with. Don't be too scared to compete. Don't stand around and keep losing ground, or you end up on the street.
Hey, you gotta do something with your life, or don't be
too scared
to try.
Don't develop a frown and just stand around until life just passes you by.
Hey, and when you do wake up and begin to see that life ain't a piece of cake,
whether you win real big or lose real bad, you gotta sleep in the bed you make. Cause this is your life, to do something with. Don't be too scared to be out. Don't stand around and keep losing ground, or you end up on the street. Hey, you gotta keep burning
that midnight oil,
cause that's a fact that still remains.
Hey boy, you gotta study hard.
You gotta study long. You gotta exercise your brains. Because this is your life, to do something with. Don't be too scared to compete. Don't stand around and keep losing ground, or you end up on the street. Ow! Or you end up on the street. Or you end up on the street.
The Cosby Show is taped in front of a live studio audience.